Welcome to the Fabulous Over 50 podcast. You know, I grew up hearing that if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And if you haven't noticed, the world has a problem. There is negativity everywhere. It seems like it's gone mad. So I've decided that my solution is going to be to start a movement. And the movement is the Good Human Guild. We are going to highlight people that are good humans, because don't we need more of that? We absolutely do. If you want to find out more, go to the website, jenhardy.net, and you can learn all kinds of things about it. For right now, I want to introduce you to my friend and fellow good human, Nikki Brown. All right. Nikki, thank you so much for joining me today on the podcast.
You're so welcome. Thanks for inviting me, Jen.
And I would love it if you just tell me a little bit about you and your life and career history a little bit, what you've done.
Oh boy. All right. Well, I am currently a professional coach. I work with creatives mainly, and then I also do coach mentoring, and I'm a coach educator. So that's kind of my life. Live, eat, breathe, sleep, coaching, everything coaching related. I've been married to the same guy for 33 years almost.
It'll be congratulations.
33 years in a couple weeks, two adult children. And it's been an interesting journey. Just life has been an interesting journey. I think you probably want me to share that. So I was born legally blind, whatever that means, legally. I always say, I wonder what it would be like to be illegally blind, you know. But so basically, legally blind means that you have a certain, on an eye chart, you can see a certain row of letters, or you have a certain degree of field of vision. So it's a legal term. That's what that means. Anyway, it was normal to me. I just ran around, did all kinds of things. I water skied, I parasailed, I rode horses, I showed horses, I did jumping and dressage and Western riding. I mean, all kinds of everything. Horses were my life as a kid. And anyway, then I grew up. Well, I hit about 15. And I decided it was time to learn how to drive. And my mother just about hit the wall, you know, because, yeah, I'm legally blind and I want to drive. So the eye doctor had to tell me, no, that's not happening. But what happened is they told me, okay, your vision's going to be really stable. Don't worry about it. It's not going to get worse. It wasn't like a degenerative eye condition. And so I thought, okay, that's fine. Well, in my 30s, when my kids were young, my eyesight started going. And it was a multiple series of surgeries and different interventions. But and it took a while, you know, but it eventually all went away. Let's see, 16, 17, about 8 years ago now. I lost the rest of my eyesight. And so now I tell people that I'm totally out of sight.
I love it.
But, you know, and I can laugh about it, and I can kind of poke fun at it a little bit now. But it was really difficult going through that, losing your eyesight, not only the loss of the eyesight, but the struggle to hold on to the remaining eyesight. I think that was harder than the actual eventual loss of it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because there was a lot of pain involved, a lot of headaches, a lot of eye strain. At the time, I was doing some web design work. I've done everything, seriously. I used to be an occupational therapy assistant. I've done sales. I've done this internet marketing. I've done website design. So at the time, I was really into website design, and losing my eyesight, of course, meant that was going to be a lot different or impossible. So I was really struggling to hold on to that vision, that eyesight that was left. And I'm just so grateful now that I don't have to do that. I don't have to struggle anymore to hold on to it. And of course, I have my wonderful technology that helps me. I have my computers that talk to me. Everything talks to me now. I can't get it to shut up half the time. But I don't know. I think that to me, when I look back over kind of that journey of loss of the eyesight, that's the most intriguing part to me is, wow, why couldn't I have learned to let go of what wasn't serving me sooner? And I don't mean like, you know, go blind sooner, but I mean, let go of that and not try so hard to do something that was so difficult and so impossible, considering the dwindling eyesight. So anyway, I'm going to stop there. I don't know what you want to hear.
But no, I just want to hear your story. And I've never heard that part of your story. So I think that's really, that's interesting because, you know, unless you've gone through that, it would be, you know, we can't even imagine what that would be like. And I think, you know, the fact that you are legally blind is, to me, a small part of the amazing person that you are. The fact that you can do so many things, though, you know, I think a lot of people would hear, oh, your child is legally blind, and they would have maybe treated you differently and said, no, you can't. But obviously, your parents didn't do that to you. They encouraged you. And even for you to say, no, I'm going to drive now, you know, to the point where the doctor has to say no, because you're just determined. And I think the great thing about you, Nikki, is the determination, first of all, which is why you were fighting to keep that last bit of sight, right? Because you had something you wanted to do. But you're not just determined for yourself. And that is what's touched me. So I've known you since 2019. And you were my first interview for the podcast because your story about, you know, you could train horses and homeschool your kids and design websites being legally blind was so intriguing to me. But over the course of this time, we've kept this relationship and you have this amazing writers group where these people come in and, you know, you don't charge for it. We just all meet every Wednesday and we get encouraged and you touch base with me in the meantime, you know, in the middle and make sure that I'm doing okay. And I think the world just needs more good humans, which is why we're doing the Good Human Award. And you definitely are a good human. And I just want everyone to know that you are, because we hear so many negative things. We hear so many bad things. We hear so many excuses and I can't and whatever. And I think if anyone's been diagnosed with something and doctors or family or whatever is saying, well, now you can't do these things because of this diagnosis, I think all they have to do is look at you and say, you know what? I can. Maybe I can't drive legally blind. There are some parameters we need to follow. But in general, right? I'm guessing that those doctors in the beginning, when you were a child, didn't imagine you'd go on to show horses or coach or teach coaches. You know, I mean, you get on stages and speak in front of so many people, right? And you've just blown all the expectations out of the water. And you inspire me. You do every day. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for that.
Oh, Jen, I adore you. I wish I could reach through and give you a hug right now. But I just really want to put a little bit of an emphasis on something you just talked about, because I think maybe someone needs to hear it. Okay. There's always the I can'ts, right? There are always things that we can't do. It doesn't matter. Like, all of us are in the same boat with that, because we're not all good at the same things anyway, right? But it's where we put our focus. So I could focus on all the things I can't do and be all in the molly grubbies about it. And, oh, you know, why can't I do this or that? I could, and I sometimes do, not very often anymore, but, you know, I've done that. We all do that from time to time because we're human. But if we focus on what we can do, oh my gosh, Jen, this, you know, and I did not know until today that you were honoring me with this award. I don't think I deserve it, but I love this award that you're doing. That's what you can do. And we've talked before about the little starfish story, you know, just the, which people can look that up. But do what you can do. Everybody, focus on what you can do and not on what you can't. And that'll take you a long way. So, okay.
I love that. Okay. And I think on that, we're going to end. And thank you again, Nikki. Thank you for joining me and congratulations. And thank you for being a good human and an awesome person.
Thank you, Jen. Thank you so much.
Oh my goodness. Is Nikki amazing or what? She is the most good, humble person I have ever met. And I want you to stick around because we're going to do this award every single week. You're going to find out about some amazing, amazing people. And if you want to find out how you can join the guild and nominate people, go to jenhardy.net/guild. Thank you so much for joining me today. You are not going to want to miss the next episode because I am officially going to become a senior citizen next week. And I'm going to have a birthday party and have you join me in it. And I'm going to have some prizes. So definitely stick around, listen to that one, and sign up to win something. I'll see you then.